I had one wee circular patch in my head the size of 10 pence. Went to my doctor's, was told it was alopecia, there's no treatment for alopecia. 4 weeks later, I had no hair.
How did that feel?
Your worst nightmare come true.
In what sense? Things that other women would take for granted as a 20-something, how did it affect your life?
It just totally changed it. It just takes away being a woman for me. 6 months after my hair came out then, I started to lose my eyebrows, my eyelashes, all my bodily hair. I became a reclusive, wouldn't go outside the door, depended on people to go shopping.
Why was it so extreme in the way it affected you?
Because I was such a young woman. It just paralysed my life. You got abuse, people bullied you and called after you. And
did it almost feel as if you'd been in hiding or you were going into hiding because you were worried about the reaction of other people?
Yes, I had made the plans. Stay at home, feel safe. Going to mass, even with a hat on. You're on your guard, who's behind you? In case there's a small child there and they're going to pull your hat off. So it sends your anxiety through the roof. And if you do have to go out somewhere, you always scan the room to see where's the best place for me to sit. So I didn't have to worry about anybody coming behind me.
Which is the worst aspect of it? Is it the aesthetics, how it looks? Or perhaps psychologically, how you feel? Or does it all tie in?
It all really ties in together. It's a vicious circle. My daughters, when they were younger, all their children, because children are the cruelest people in the world at times, would say, your mammy's baldy. I remember my oldest daughter, she's 21 now, but I remember coming home from school one day and crying.
You're finding this very difficult, Paula, and yeah. It's as soon as you mentioned your children.
Yeah, because my oldest daughter came home from school one day, she was in primary school, and she was crying. And I said, why are you crying? And she says, no, mammy, I don't want to tell you. And I says, go and tell me, because I was trying to comfort her, not realising that it was about me. And she says, mammy, they were calling you names to me the day in school about you being baldy. And she didn't want to tell me, because she didn't want it to hurt me. She didn't want to hurt me. And I found that tragic, really tragic. Because society doesn't accept people for how they look. I can't understand at times why people are so cruel to people. You know, if I'm going to be honest, see people that don't know me when I was wearing my bandana and all, they nearly treated you as if you were stupid. Do you know? And I'd be looking at people and I'd be saying, only my hair fell out, my brain didn't go nowhere. I'm still me.
I'm Rosie Doherty and I'm the coordinator here with Gaelic Women's Group. I believe that this problem is quite prevalent. Since this, lots of women that come in here are telling stories about young people living on the Gaelic estate, and I'm talking about teenage years, who have alopecia. This needs to be brought out into the open.
What's the youngest case that you've
I think a child of 13 is the youngest that I've heard of.
A young teenager.
Yeah. To go through that, going to school, and at that age, what would that do? There's no support there. There's no support mechanism.
Are you saying that more needs to be done for
Absolutely.
People who have
Absolutely,
alopecia?
Absolutely, Teresa. And this isn't just a woman problem. There's also men.
Surely you're offered a wig, Paula, as part of the NHS, as part of your treatment.
Yes, but I don't wear them. Because they count them looking so artificial.
This is a letter from your doctor to the Western Health and Social Care Board. And it's essentially asking about if this product could be paid for by the NHS to help you, and it is £1,500.
Right.
Some people might say that's a lot of expense. Trusts are going through cutbacks at the moment. They're going through constant budgetary cuts.
Yeah.
What would you say to that?
But if I was using the National Health Service wigs, I'm entitled to a wig twice a year to the value of £800 each, which is £1,600. I'm actually saving them £100.
Do you pay for this yourself?
My family bunched for this one because I couldn't afford it.
This is the response. Can you read that for me?
Yeah.
Two lines, two sentences.
The support that we could give this lady would be by supplying, as per out appliance officer, a wig. If you would like me to do this, then please let me know. The same answer that I got over 30 years ago.
How does it make you feel when you read that?
Just sad. Nothing has changed. look at the technology now in the world and how advanced the world has become.
What difference has this made to you then?
I feel good. And actually my children, they love the fact that I'm starting to feel good about myself and actually getting up and going outside the door. So it has changed life immensely.